The woman badly burnt after dashing towards a burning car in Singapore's Tanjung Pagar area last year is hoping that her recovery story can inspire others to be strong. Ribio has gone through more than 40 surgeries after suffering burns to about 80% of her body. Well, she had tried to help her boyfriend and others in the car after it crashed into a shop house. A coroner's hearing into the deaths of the five men gets underway on Thursday. CNA's Sherry Locke has more on Ms. O's first on-camera interview since the incident.
Rabio's life turned upside down during Chinese New Year last year. She tried to save her boyfriend from his burning car, but it was in vain as all five people in the vehicle died. Her burns meant it was the start of a long journey to recovery.
It was 4 months and I was lying on the bed 24/7 because my body is severely injured. I couldn't even turn my body. Yeah, I'm wrapped up like a mummy in the hospital.
So how has your recovery process been?
It's been quite tough for me because every time after the surgery, I will be in a lot of pain. Laser was very painful. Even physiotherapy is painful for me. So yeah, but I'm very happy that I'm very glad I have a very strong support from my family and my boyfriend's family, my close friends as well.
And you know, after all of this, how has daily life changed for you?
I used to be very active, like I work out a lot and I'll always find activities to do with my friend when I'm not working. But ever since the accident, I lost a lot of muscle mass. I couldn't work out like I were before. And also, I need to protect my skin away from sunlight. And you know, Singapore is so hot and humid, right? So I'll try to stay in as much as possible. Yeah, my life is very boring now. I hope I can go back to singing because singing has always been my passion. But my throat has been hurt from all the intubation from general anesthesia. And I wasn't working out too much, so the lung capacity doesn't allow me to sing so well now. But I hope to regain back my strength and start to train my vocal, and eventually I can go back to singing.
So singing's off the table for now, but Miss O has other things to look forward to.
Recently, I'm collaborating on a beauty line business with a very good friend of mine. Because being a successful business owner has always been my dream. I was too complacent with my life before the accident. So here I am today. I've stepped out of my comfort zone. I want to show people that a strong personality can achieve anything I want as long as I'm determined and focused and disciplined. I think I'm blessed with a very cheerful character. So I'm always a half glass full person. So instead of looking back at what I've lost, I will be looking at what I can achieve in future.